This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is a foursome. Been trying to figure out what your hat is, EB.
This, it's a Puma golf hat. Okay. It's like a little birdie in a golf club, I think.
Yeah.
I just like it because it's white and it fits my head okay, to be honest with you.
I think I could have had 100 guesses. I wouldn't have known that it was Puma. Does it say Puma somewhere on there?
I think on the inside. Yeah.
Good advertising.
And I don't know that I would have known that was a golf club.
I'm not convinced it is, but
it almost looks like a hockey stick.
It's a birdie like holding a golf club in its feet, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It fit my head and it was cheap and I like white hats and I get them all dirty fast. So I run through them.
Yeah,
they're hard. I can't keep anything white clean. I have this beautiful white jacket on that, and I just cleaned it. And I have blue something on here. I had dirt all over my arms, like 3 days of traveling. And I don't know how people wear white.
Hopefully, blue Slurpee, blue raspberry Slurpee.
I haven't had one of those cakes in years.
It's been a while. I haven't had one either.
JP. We went to this steakhouse. It's a famous steakhouse. And I think it's a chain, but it's a famous one in Illinois. I don't know if it's called, people from that area will know. It's called like Dixon's or Denison's. I don't know what the hell it is. And it was one of those steakhouses where it's like $90 for a you know what I mean? It's like outrageous.
You get a petite filet for $65.
And you get the cream spinach, it's like $18 for the day. You know what I mean? It's one of those where you're spending $600 for four people, which is what we did. We did one night of that. They had desserts. They were the world's biggest desserts. They're walking by, and I had no desire for it, but my guys couldn't stop staring at them. It was like they saw Diggles. They're walking around with these ice cream things. They're like this big, these slices of ice cream with macadamia and chocolate and caramel.
It's a lot.
And it's just like dripping off the sides.
Yeah.
And they're just walking around with these things. Of course, we ended up getting one and sharing it. We maybe got through a third of it.
You guys all had your spoons in there together?
But I thought of you because they had hurt the carrot cake. I know you're a carrot. Don't you like carrot cake?
It's not my top seed, but I really love.
But I literally like. I love the carrot cake.
I love carrot cake.
I love the carrot cake from the Palm, which Brett challenged me deep. Remember when we went to the Palm?
I do remember.
Which Super Bowl was that?
Who knows?
Anyway, we went to a Super Bowl or maybe it was some sort of event. I think it was a Super Bowl because we saw the guys from Fox.
At the Palm? That was in Dallas.
It was in Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we were in Dallas, so we went to the Palm, and we had had a full meal.
Remember the weather was terrible?
Yeah.
And drinking beers and everything. And Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson were there, and then Brett challenged me to finish the whole Palm carrot cake.
You can't do it, JP, I bet.
I couldn't do it.
It's a lot.
I could have it, and I prepped myself.
I mean, you can't finish
and
a whole...
not just, like,
it's
had
impossible.
Apps and everything we
it's
had. We had to have a huge
meal. You can't finish a full dessert after you've had bread, apps...
Steak,
beer... Yeah. Liquor. I mean, it's just too much.
So many sides.
Die.
I ate like three quarters of it, but
I thought of you.
That was a dub for him.
Even JP, there's no way he finishes.
Is it like an ice cream sundae?
It's kind of like an ice cream cake. They called it like if you could look it up, or maybe people from the Chicago area know, it's called like a turtle or something, a big turtle, or I don't know what the hell it is. And it's literally this high, this thick, right? And it's just ice cream, chocolate. I guess there were some macadamia nuts in there, caramel. The bottom just had hot fudge everywhere.
Sounds
it was
good.
Ridiculous. It took a lady, though, like a special, almost like a cheese sommelier or wine sommelier or whatever.
Yep.
She was an expert at cutting. She came out there with her special knife. She cut us, you know, our pieces. And they were massive. And there's no way anybody could finish it.
I sometimes wonder, what did I pass on to Kelsey? Right? She goes to NYU, gets a major and double major, whatever, in finance and marketing, and is thriving. But then she becomes an influencer. And then I came to the realization, well, like on Friday, she's home for Dylan's graduation, which was on Thursday.
Congrats to Dylan.
And she said, hey, let's get together at Cold Stone. It's like, cool. My, you know, she wants to hang out. No, I'm just content.
She wanted to film content.
Yeah. Got to watch her in action.
That's good.
But I think I passed that down to an extent. Like the love of cookies. You know, I've always been a cookie
sweet
guy.
Tooth,
that's one of her staples is crumble cookie. Like, is that happenstance? Or
when she does the crumble cookie bit, does Crumble pay her or no?
No.
They've never donated or paid her to do anything, to do a review?
I'm not sure if never is the case, but...
She should. She should definitely co. But then it's hard to be objective.
I think she does Crumble Cookie because it gets a lot of hits.
Yeah.
And they come out with new cookies.
My daughter is all over... And I mean...
I love those.
She's all over... It was Crumble Cookie. Now Insomnia. It's Insomnia.
Yeah, Insomnia.
She's all over Insomnia.
Yeah, at some point...
They're both terrible for you.
Yeah.
It's like eating cancer, but it's great.
I mean, isn't the Crumble Cookie business plan going to crumble when people are like, I'm paying $35 for what, 5 cookies? I don't even know what the going rate is.
I mean, it's just 100,000% like, sugar. I mean, it's terrible.
But when my daughter's brought them home in the past, hard to stay away from.
It's crack. Yep.
You just take a little knife and cut a piece off.
And then you keep doing it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Until they're gone.
Right.
Yeah.
They started coming out with minis, so they always have the big, big ones, but it's almost like their version of sliders.
So when we go into a town now for volleyball, she's immediately searching for where the Insomnia Cookies locations are. They must be somewhat ubiquitous now, because there was a bunch of them in Philly. Where are they based out of?
Don't know.
Now, I do believe they've paid Kelsey before.
Insomnia, yeah, to do reviews.
But I'm not sure. But anyway, got to see that in action on Friday night as we were hanging out at Cold Stone. You get ice cream at Cold Stone, even if you get the small like it version.
Yeah.
I think that's like $6.95. Sure. It's expensive.
Can't you bump up to like from like it to love it for like 50 cents?
Probably.
One of them's like a 1 cent or 50 cent difference. Well, I'm definitely going to get the one that's bigger for like a penny more. Why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know. Hey, music news over the weekend. Taylor Swift is regaining control of her music catalog 6 years after her old label, Big Machine Label Group, sold it to Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings. The singer announced the purchase in a letter to her fans on Friday, writing on her website, "All the music I've ever made now belongs to me."
Do we have a price tag that she paid to get all the music? We don't know. Undisclosed sum. Had to be
it's
a big
be
number.
It's got to be a dumb number.
It had to be just a massive number.
A source tells Rolling Stone that a previously reported price range of close to $600 million, which emerged when rumors of the sale first started circling, was highly inaccurate. So I don't know if it's less than that, if it's more than that, but she has her music back. Does that move you?
No.
Does that move me?
No.
Not really. I mean,
unless you brought that story up now, I would have forgotten that she lost her music, that she didn't have her music.
Right. I mean, had
no idea.
You want artists to have control over their own music. Like it seems like an innate thing, but I don't think she's just an isolated case where if you're young, a lot of times you sign over those rights or you just sign a bad record.
I don't understand.
It happens all the time.
I don't understand the feud. I really don't get it, because you sign a contract with a label, right? The label owns your masters or owns your music for however many records, and then you own it after that. I don't understand why she's mad at Scooter Braun for buying the label and then owning her music. Like Odyssey, I believe owns your shows. Like you can't be mad at Odyssey, because you work for the company and you can't put out old episodes of The Junkies and make money from it. It's not your property. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand her feud with Scooter. She signed the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. I don't understand why Swifties hate him so much.
Because she hates him.
I don't understand why she hates him. She signed the contract. right? Am I stupid?
I don't quite understand it, but I haven't given it enough thought to ponder it. But I think the essence of what you're saying is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then she figured out a way around it. I don't understand why she's so mad at him.
Did he
maybe just that she was trying to regain control after there was a sale of the company and they refused to give her an opportunity. And after all this time, she finally was able to regain control of the
that
music.
Could be plausible that she was willing to pay for it back then, but they didn't allow her to, maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
I saw a lot of women on social media, maybe these are just ones that went viral, crying when she got her music back.
Well, it didn't affect any of us. Right? Well, like, it's not like I'm a Swiftie, but I mean, anybody that's a fan doesn't affect you, does it?
Maybe the Auvils were
the Swifties?
Yeah, well, I mean, out of all of us, his wife and his daughter like
yeah,
him.
Clearly.
Like, were they super excited? Was it a talking point?
I think they were happy with it, but they weren't like posting videos of themselves crying and lose their minds about it.
And I thought that was ridiculous. But then, you know, your team wins a championship and people and guys are crying all the time about how much it means to them. So I don't know. It seems so silly to me.
I mean, I would think if you're a fan of their music, it doesn't matter to me. Let's say, give me a band. Like, if OAR sold their catalog to someone and they started releasing, I don't know, re-releasing stuff, I don't think I would care. I still like the OAR guys. Still like the music, right? I don't think I would care.
It's more of a personal thing between the artist and whoever they're beefing with.
I mean, I wouldn't want my guys to feel like they were getting run over.
So apparently, there maybe is also some personal animus between Swift and Braun. So she might 100%. Not have minded another company buying her
for some reason there is. I don't know why.
But apparently, Braun, she accuses him along with Kanye West and Justin Bieber of a coordinated bullying attack.
All right, whatever. Poor Taylor was bullied, the $1 billion superstar.
Well, I mean,
the music industry.
Well, Kanye ran on stage and basically humiliated her.
And he used, and he used a message, I guess, a leaked phone call in one of his songs.
Yeah, I'm aware of all those incidents. The Kanye thing, she just was a side note to that. That was more, he was trying to make it about Beyonce.
Did he take the mic out of her hand?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, he stole her moment.
He was out of control.
Yeah, I mean, he was out of pocket, as the kids would say, Cakes.
Hasn't Taylor embarrassed people through her music? All her ex-boyfriends?
Well, she definitely does that.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely.
I feel that bad for her.
But she said she was sad and grossed out that Braun specifically got control of
her. Well, I don't know. Grow up, honey. It's okay. You're going to be just fine.
I think was fine.
Did she buy it? What was the number she bought it for? What are they saying? 300 million?
It was reported 600 million, but then they said that's highly inaccurate. Oh. So probably nobody knows.
Damn it. You triggered something in my brain, and then we got off. Now I can't remember what I wanted to bring up off of that story. God darn it.
I can't get into your brain.
Here's what it is. So I listened to more of the Morgan Wallen while I was traveling. Valdez, I want to come back to the Morgan Wallen double album. The more I listen to it, the more, like anything, it's growing on me.
You love it.
Yeah. So initially I listened to it, I went, the only ones I like are the ones I've already heard of. Now I keep listening to it, and I'm just liking it more. Because I just like him, the artist.
It's okay.
It might be just okay, but I think you're going to come back to it, and you're just going to know all these songs. Like in 2 years, you're going to know a lot of these
songs. How much Morgan Wallen is on the Purple Heart playlist for tomorrow?
There's some.
This is a good barometer.
There's
a good
some.
Indicator.
Dude, he has bangers that you like, for sure.
Well, there's going to be a couple more, because actually, currently, I'm sending Valdez songs, so in about 10 minutes, there'll be five more Morgan Wallen songs.
Hey, he's actually big. You were pro on the double album immediately.
Yeah, I was all over it. I know, Ball. I mean, that album, it will age like wine, but
it is going to age well.
Yeah. But it's also just going to have many hits this summer. Like, there's a bunch already that are set in stone, just waiting for July to start.
Now, if you want Morgan Wallen slander, because you just are unfazed by him. Almost everybody that I know that's seen him in concert say he's kind of boring on stage. Like, he doesn't really do anything, just stands there.
No, he was awesome in concert.
Oh, that's not what I've heard.
Oh, I saw him at FedEx.
And you loved him?
He was great.
I've heard that the live shows,
he sounded great. It was a good performance.
You got
played
ties.
All the hits.
I have to see it for myself. But I need to see him in person.
I'm hoping there's still a healthy dose of my guy Bret Michaels, some hair metal.
Of course, there's the Cakes influences the in the playlist.
Yeah. Standards. Got to play the hits.
We'll have to add some pop. What?
Any pop in there?
Yeah, there's definitely pop in there.
Like you put in like a Biebs hit or two, like it's just ubiquitous, massive.
I don't know if there's any Biebs in there. If you were playing in the Purple Heart, we would throw music tailored to you.
Nice.
I need to add.
I have a wild palette.
Now I need to add some Bad Bunny for JP.
Yeah, you gotta put in some.
You've been to more Bad Bunny concerts than I've been to.
Very good point.
Hey, I've only been to one.
It's just a joke.
I've been told that Taylor Swift getting her music back is just like Josh Harris regaining control or taking control from Dan Snyder.
Ah, okay.
The Swifties.
But how? Because Dan Snyder ruined us.
Well, apparently Scooter Braun ruined all the old music that people loved.
How?
Well, because they could no longer listen to enjoy the music.
Why?
Because an evil man owned it.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't think it's comparable. I appreciate the attempt. I don't think that's comparable.
If you get
Dan Snyder literally ruined our team with decisions he made. Just because some devil owned your music, it doesn't make the music any different. They're still bangers.
For them, they did. It hurt to listen to. It hurt Taylor, so it hurt them. I don't know. I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Trying to wrap your arms around it.
I just know it's a big deal to the Swifties.
So they literally were posting all over TikTok and everything and crying?
Oh, yeah. There's a girl from her name's like Kelly Keegs. I just saw
Oh, yeah, I know she is.
She was sobbing.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
On one of the Barstool posts.
That's embarrassing.
Of course, the comments were very kind to her.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they were.
Isn't she a little bit older, Kelly Keegs?
I don't know anything about her. I just know that.
Yeah. She's like a 6.
No comment.
Yeah.
You're going to stay away.
No comment.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably less than a 6.
Yeah. I know who Kelly Keegs is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyway, all right. Well, I hope the Swifties, I hope the Allvilles can sleep better.
They're fine. Everybody's okay.
I didn't even know it was making like massive news. I've been so out of the loop.
I mean, your algorithm is all probably golf influencers. Dude, and
I was on the plane.
God chiropractors. Remember he was into chiropractors?
Yeah, I was on the plane, and because, you know, the word golf trip had been said a few times.
Yeah.
All I was getting was reels of guys on golf trips.
Right.
Hammered, crashing their golf carts. Okay, it's all I was getting, and I couldn't stop watching them though because that's the kind of dumb stuff I like.
Sure,
I'm watching over and over and over. Guys just hammered, going downhill, then going through a bunker, crashing, flying 40 feet in the air, just drunk, over and over and over. And I'm laughing out loud on the airplane.
Are you sitting next to somebody you know or a stranger?
No, I was sitting next to like an 18-year-old woman who looked like she was like from, I don't know, East Africa or something. Like a really dignified woman or whatever. And she had a young baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
Cakes, you could have been famous. You could have been famous in the age of social media. Didn't you have a cart that flipped over because you jumped out for a golf ball?
He crashed into a tunnel.
I almost ran over somebody's, like, almost snapped somebody's leg in half looking for a lime green golf ball at Lake Arbor back in the day.
I thought it flipped over.
I think I slammed into the tunnel.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
We weren't ejected.
I was like 16 years old. I mean, that's what you should do when you're 16.
Telling the story that you saw the ball.
Can you imagine
while
being
driving,
that,
we jumped off the car?
Can you imagine being that hammered where you are crashing golf carts?
And I was sober.
Jason, violent
I was completely
crashes,
sober.
Like Indy 500 crashes.
I know.
Where the cart disintegrates.
These guys are idiots.
It's like what my buddy said. They're so hammered.
I know.
They're like on the first tee of their golf trip, and they're so hammered already.
Coming up next, the Commanders are in the midst of OTAs. How big of a season do we expect from Jaden Daniels, MVP, or are you concerned about a sophomore slump?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.